of the Cadillacs, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show.
Hi, this is Emil Stucchio of the Classics, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show.
Hi, this is Little Anthony of Little Anthony Imperials, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show.
Life is one dream, take one.
Will you take...
Again, come on. Life is one dream, take two.
Will you take part in my... Life has its music, life has its songs of love.
Life is but a dream, and I dream of you, strange as it seems, all night I see.
Trying to tell you just what you mean to me.
Hi, this is Mike Miller, and you're here with me on the Harmony Street Show, and it's my pleasure to have as my guest the man that wrote the song that you just heard, Life is But a Dream, one of my favorite tunes, R&B royalty, Mr. Raul Seda, the legendary original founding member of the Harptones. How you doing, Raul?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
That's great, that's great. So, tell me right off the bat, where were you born and raised?
Born in Newark, New Jersey, raised in New York City.
Uh-huh. Where in New York were you?
Harlem.
Right in Harlem, where, believe it or not, so much great talent came out of Harlem, and we could go through the archives, but we're not going to do that. So many people have told the story of how the Harptones got together, but I'd like to go right to the source and find out from you exactly... How did the Harptones come to be? I know there were the Skylarks. I know there were the Winfield Brothers. But I'd like to hear your version of how that happened.
Well, this is exactly like you said. On the east side, there was the Winfield Brothers. And up in Harlem, there was the Skylarks. And I was familiar with the Skylarks because I hired them one time to sing and a dance for my club at the time. Then eventually, a couple of years later, Dempsey came to me with part of the Winfield Brothers and part of the Skylarks, and we called ourselves the Harps.
Now, did you do any recordings with the Harps originally?
No.
No, so the Harps just kind of, and then it kind of evolved. Now, you took them under your wing because you were an arranger and a piano arranger as well.
Well, really, at that time, I was an amateur. I was just writing songs. I never vocal coached anybody or anything.
Yeah, but, you know, you must have had it in your head, because that's where that stuff comes from.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always wanted to arrange a particular song a certain way, a lot of the standards that I used to love.
Because I know, from my point of view, I learned how to play the guitar at a young age, and having that point of reference for vocal arranging, and you listen to music a totally different way. Point being, when you're on the street corner and you chime off and hit a tune, which basically a lot of the groups did because they didn't play instruments, you hear a note that's not supposed to be there. When I had the guitar, I could prove it. I would say, this note is not in the chord. Yeah, but that's the way we sang it. But it's not in the chord. Lose it. Well, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, the harps actually sang at the Apollo. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how did they do?
We came in. We tied for first with another group.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And actually, I understand that when you were at the Apollo, you did Sunday Kind of Love.
Yes, we did that. Yeah, we did Sunday Kind of Love the first time.
Yeah, now I was shocked and amazed, because I've recorded that tune a bunch of times and I've sung it with a bunch of groups that I've been in. And I didn't realize until just a short time ago that that was a Louis Prima tune.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. So I read somewhere, somebody told me that the first time Willie came out at the Apollo, he was pretty nervous. They said he had to be pushed out on stage. We pushed him out there.
With me.
Yeah, well, it seems like he got over his nervousness. Well, maybe not. I know I get pretty nervous when I go out, but, you know, that's good energy. You know, you turn that switch, you become that other person, and you go out and you do it.
They don't have confidence in themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, the person that wakes up in the morning and yawns and is looking for that cup of coffee is probably not the same person that grabs the mic and goes out and sings in your face. You know, you got to turn that switch, because I can't be that person all day long either, you know. Yeah, this is a story that I heard about the harp tones going up to meet with a record company at MGM, and they were singing in the hallway because the guys from MGM weren't there yet.
That's correct.
Morty Croft and Leo Rodgers happened to hear them in the hallway.
Yeah, right.
That's almost as big time as getting heard in the subway and the guy hands you the card and you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're with a record company, right? Yeah, that's amazing. You couldn't make that stuff up.
That's what happened.
Sunday Kind of Love. I mean, what a great tune. What made the Harp Tones pick that tune to go in and record first?
Leo Rodgers and Morty Croft. First of all, it's a song that people know.
Right.
Standard. And that middle part that Willie did,
Right.
That's over there. They love that.
Oh, yeah. And you wrote the intro as well.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, that intro has been sung by just about every street corner group that ever existed. It really gave me chills to sing that song with every group I've ever been. You know, I'm through with my old love. I loved her through and through. I mean, you know, those are pearls, really and truly.
I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover.
My life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. And you're listening to my friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show. And we just have so much fun. My baby love, me and Mike Miller. Woo!
Now, I understand that you also sang a little bass with the harp tones, as well as arranging piano and the music. I'm through with my old love. That was Bill Brown, right?
Oh, you're singing the bass, yes.
Yeah, the bass part. That bass part that you wrote, that lead-in.
Yeah.
Of course, one of the things that we talk about as aficionados, because not everybody knows the story of the harp tones, but people love all the details, you know, and you guys recorded an awful lot of music. I mean, there are songs, I keep finding more and more tunes other than the ones that I know, and I say, oh my goodness, the harp tones recorded that as well. I think you probably recorded hundreds of tunes.
Almost, but not quite.
Yeah. Sunday Kind of Love was the first hit, right?
Yes.
Then, of course, in 1954, Memories of You.
Please give me more than just memories of you.
All I have to give me is my memories of you. I sat alone that night and wondered, what did I do? I lost you, it's true.
Please give me more than
That was a Raul Cedar tune, right?
Yes.
It was Just for Laughs. Where did that tune come from? How did that tune come about? Was that a tune that you wrote?
Yeah, I just wrote it.
Uh-huh.
I know you didn't mean it. 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 Baby, girl, I know you didn't mean it. It was just falling. Didn't somebody tell me to keep out of your path? Well, you told everybody you were fooling me. Well, you told everybody you were fooling me. I would fool for a while, but now I plainly see. Well, you hugged me, you kissed me. You love me, I know you didn't mean it. It was just falling. I know you didn't mean it. It was just falling. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, to have somebody within the situation that writes is such a plus, you know, because when the tune comes from within the group, I think it's much more heartfelt. You worked a lot with Alan Freed, I see.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah, quite a bit with Alan, and you know, that was a good thing. After that, yeah. I depended on you, and Mambo Boogie.
Yeah.
I don't think Willie was on singing lead on that tune.
Oh, that was Dice.
From the start, you took my heart. You said that you would love me and adore me, and I depend on you.
For all depends. Mambo Boogie.
It was down the Trinidad where the music's queen. We came out with the mighty with the boogie beat. Played all day, they played all night. Everyone in town was doing it upright. It's the Mambo Boogie, fittest thing in town.
Mambo Boogie.
Yes, it's not a good drag, it's not a bop. Just a little mambo with a boogie hop. Up, down, swinging around. Do a little step to the touch the ground. It's the Mambo Boogie, fittest thing in town.
Mambo Boogie.
Because I'll tell you, the discography for the harp tones was amazing. I mean, you know, and tune after tune. And, you know, you forget how many sweet, wonderful tunes. You know, I have to say this without embarrassing you, in that when you think of the short list of R&B groups that were the sweetest groups and had the best arranged harmonies, I mean, you know, the harp tones is right in the top three. And I think it's a real argument as to who was first, second, or third, or fourth in that group. Every tune that the harp tones did was a magical experience. Every single one. So I think as far as the vocal arranging goes, I think Raul Cedar gets a lot of the credit. Am I right in saying that?
Thank you.
Now, I understand they call you Roy as well.
Back where I live here.
Yeah, my father's name was Roy, so that's a name that's close to me. You know, and as I told you before, you know, that's Johnny Mathis's middle name is Royce, and his father's name was Roy. So, you know, that's very close to him. And, you know, nobody names their kids Roy anymore. I don't know why.
Roy is actually a short for something. It's not really a name.
Yeah. Well, my father was Roy. My father used to tell me Roy means, you know, he who is like the king.
Royalty.
Roy, you know, and I and. You know, he acted that way too, you know. Forever Mine and Why Should I Love You? That's already 1954, which is still way back there.
That a part of 1954, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, two great tunes.
Your answer, say yes to my dream. My dream is to have you, you're part of my scheme. I am forever yours. Are you to be forever mine? Said that you love me, is yours all my heart. Just as you rule me, right from the start, I think of you all the day. You know what I want you to say.
All my life, I waited for someone like you. It must be you.
I hear your voice, so soft and so sweet. You made me your choice. I am forever yours, and now you'll be forever mine. All my life I've waited for someone like you. It must be you, darling. Believe in you. Feel it in my heart. My life is complete as I hear your voice, so soft and so sweet. You made me your choice. I am forever yours, and now you'll be forever
mine. Why learn to care? Why should I love you? It wouldn't be fair. Why fall for someone who plays the game of let's pretend? What good is having a dream without a happy ending? Why let to kiss them? Let me a pain. I know your kisses are part of the game. I'll be all kinds of a fool to think you could be true. So why should I love you like I do, 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 do? Why should I love you? Why don't you care?
Why should I love you? It wouldn't be fair. Why fall for someone who plays the game of let's pretend?
What good is having a dream without a happy ending? Why let your kisses set? Set me aflame.
I know your kisses are part of the game. I'd be all kinds of a fool to think you could be true.
So why should I love you?
What's your favorite harp tones tune? Is that a fair question?
Favorite harp tone tune?
Yep.
That's the way it goes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, of course, that's one that you wrote as well.
Searching is true.
my dreams come true.
And that's the way it goes.
From out of nowhere, you came into view. Now I'm completely in love with you. You walk right in, my heart walked out. You took its place without doubt.
Actually, a recording that I sent you of my version of that. I try to do it a little bit differently. And of course, it's been done so by so many groups in so many ways. Of course, you know, Tim Howes is a good friend of mine, and I know how thrilled they were to record That's the Way It Goes and do it in their show with Manhattan Transfer, you know.
Yeah, they saw us do it at the Bottom Line in New York and invited us to their show at Radio City Music Hall. And he promised me that. He said, we're going to record that song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's the essence of, you know, I don't want to say doo-wop because I was a dean in the Bronx for 30 years at Tufts Junior High School, Castle Hill. And I had two kids, Jimmy and Paul Keyes. And those were Jimmy Keyes' kids from the Chords. And Jimmy always used to come to Career Day, and he used to tell me, he said, we never sang one note of doo-wop. He said, we sang R&B. When we were out there, we weren't singing doo-wop. He said, we didn't even know what doo-wop was. He said, I didn't know what doo-wop was until I was 45 years old. Everybody says, hey, that's a great doo-wop tune. He says, we were singing R&B. So at the expense of not calling it doo-wop, I will say that That's the Way It Goes is one of the finest R&B tunes. You've written some really, really wonderful time capsule type tunes, Rel. And, you know, people really appreciate what you've given. And that's a fact. So, you know, here are the Harp Tones and their recording and, of course, a lot of Alan Freed shows. Now, did you do Murray the K at the Brooklyn Fox at that time as well?
Yes, that was more like in the 660s.
Right, you know, because I used to go to those shows and I remember they used to see the movie, the show, the movie, the show. And everybody used to move down. The ones, you know, some people left and some people stayed and they hid out and they got closer. They got to the front seats by the time you got to the midnight show. The one thing that I remember is that everybody smoked in the audience. And I often wondered how, you know, people sang on stage. And Anthony Gourdin said to me one time, he says, hey, man, they were blowing smoke at us. We were blowing smoke right back at them. He says, I used to put the cigarette out on the heel of my shoe before I used to go out and sing. So he said, you know, it was kind of mutual. Now, in looking at the history of the Harp Tones, it seems that every time you turned around, there was a member of Willie's family that was coming in and out of the group, a cousin, a brother. Is that right?
Jimmy Beckham was a cousin.
Uh-huh.
Before we were named, we named the Harp Tones. Clyde was in the group. That's when we were the Skylarks.
The Harp Tones also had the distinction of being with quite a few different record companies.
Oh yeah, quite a few.
You know, I mean, and I just wonder, you know, why that came about. I guess it has to do with just management, or maybe somebody feeling disillusioned.
If you're not successful someplace, you move on.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. But I guess the piece de resistance, and I've heard this from a few groups, And that was when George Goldner sold out to Morris Levy. I've been with four or five different artists who have said to me, that was a very, very bad day. And, you know, I'm assuming that it was that way for the Harptones too, because, you know, Morris was Morris. He did things a little bit differently.
He wasn't a musician anyway. He was a businessman.
Yeah, he was a businessman, right? Well, you know, that's a very eloquent way of saying it, because I've heard some different reaction to that whole situation, as a matter of fact. Some of the tunes were in a movie, right? Rockin' the Blues?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. How did that come about?
Maybe it was a rumor that this movie was being done.
Uh-huh. And so...
They wanted us to record them. The funny part about it is they wanted rhythm tunes. We couldn't do our hits. We had to do our rhythm numbers.
Yeah, I hear you. What's really interesting about the Harptones is people remember them mostly for their ballads, more so than the up-tempo tunes. I think there were an awful lot of up-tempo tunes recorded by the Harptones initially, early on.
A rhythm tune that was our closing number that really became like an icon for us, I guess you could call it. If we always finished with that, that was one of the things that was in the movie.
Right, right, right.
All you wanna do is rock. You make up your looking like a newborn saint. Well, you're a hot boy, baby, having yourself a ball. Yes, you're a hot boy, baby, having yourself a ball. But the higher you fly, the harder you're going to fall.
Interestingly, in the movie, you were introduced by Hal Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going back maybe 30 years ago, and I had my group Harmony Street. We had three girls, two guys, and we did a show at Rye Playland, and Cousin Brucey was there, Don K. Reed was there, and sitting in the audience was Hal Jackson and his daughter, and I said to Don K. Reed, I said, "That's Hal Jackson," and he said, "You're kidding me." So we brought him backstage. And Don told me a story. he said, when I was a kid, we went to the recording studio, I think it was WWRL. He says, and Hal was there. And he actually came out and talked to us. We were in junior high school, and he spoke to me. He says, and that's, you know, for the rest of my childhood and the early adult life, because of him, I wanted to be a DJ. So that's what, that was, he was his mentor. And he remembered that. So we took a picture together, and Don K. Reed has the picture of me, Hal Jackson, and himself sitting on his mantle in his house, which is an interesting story. And, you know, of course, we lost Hal Jackson last year, but he was one of those DJs who paved the way for an awful a lot of other people in radio.
Right. He was the first one to play our record.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and
very
he was...
first DJ to play our record.
Absolutely. That's fantastic, you know. Tell me about the Joy Tones.
Joy Tones?
The Joy Tones.
Yeah, that was like our sister group.
Right, right, right.
They were three girls. They used to back us up on a lot of our recordings, too. They were very good.
Right. Well, you know, it's nice to have female voices, you know. It helps out an awful lot.
Always, always.
My foolish heart, my foolish heart. The
Street, we had three girls. It was myself, three girls, and a bass singer, and they used to say, we have three times of the month on this stage, and we take it all out on him. So, you know, that was pretty funny. The Royal Sita Chorus. Tell us about that.
That's a combination of the harp tones, the joy tones, and another group I had called the Lyrics.
Uh-huh.
Oh, darling, you gave me your gold high school key as a symbol of love that was to be. I gave you my class ring, for you were my king and my shared the first kiss.
promise me you won't wait till I graduate, for a symbol of love will be our wedding day. Oh, we shared the first kiss at the prom where we danced, and I heard my heart say you were my true romance. Now promise me you.
I never recorded the lyrics. I can't figure it out. Maybe that was just around the time of the breakup with George Dolan and Mark Lee. I don't know.
Where are they now?
They don't exist anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how there are guys getting on the phone and putting all these groups back together. You know, maybe I need to call T.J. Lubinsky and say, go find the lyrics.
Not even alive anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure not. I mean, you know how it is, man. I hate to even answer the phone anymore, because you pick up the phone, people say, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? Did you hear about this one? Did you hear about that one? And, wow.
Once every couple of weeks, I get that.
I'm sure. Three Wishes, one of my favorite tunes. That was a Ralph Seda tune as well.
Right.
I mean, how do you come up with a tune with lyrics like that?
Well, I wrote that with another person, Lloyd. I can't think of his name right now. Lloyd posted the lyrics and I was most of the music.
Yeah, but this, I mean, what a great tune. I mean, you know, who thinks of that stuff? I sit down, I come up with one line, and then, you know, another 2 weeks I come up with another line. You know, it's tough, but...
I write it all at one time, like within 45 minutes, because the song tells a story.
You bet.
Just think of a story and you go right with it. If I left it to the next day, it would be another song I'd be writing, not the same one.
Yeah, but you know, the other thing about the harp tones was the way they went from unison to harmony.
That's the key to everything. Unison.
Dynamics.
Yes. I'm working on that now with another group.
Yep. Well, you know... I'm a vocal arranger also, and you know, and I consider myself a very small pebble on the beach, but I made my little bit of noise, you know, whatever that is, and I appreciate the fact that dynamics in a vocal group are, you know, half the key, you know, just you know, changing the harmony around, going from unison to harmony, dynamics, you know, with the girls, I used to say lipstick on, lipstick off. When I was lipstick on, they were close up on the mic, you know, and they were singing harder harmony. And lipstick off meant back off and sweeten it up, you know. So these were for girls that really didn't have any technical knowledge. You know, they said, don't tell me to sing a third above this note. Just tell me, you know, where I'm going, like it raises, it lowers, but don't tell me sing a third, sing a fifth, because I'm not going to be able to do it. Of course, we had those, you know, where in the old days when we used to hang out on the corner, you know, we just chimed off and we sang it. You either heard it or you didn't. Now, let's talk about another tune that's, you know, I keep saying one of my favorites, but that shows you how many favorite harp tones tunes that I have. The Shrine of Saint Cecilia song come from? When was that song written and why was it written?
Well, it was probably written in the 30s, I believe.
Oh, it was in the 30s? I thought it was a war tune.
First World, Second World War?
Could have been. Could have been. But I know that I heard that it went way, way back, the lyrics to that tune.
I'm not sure of its origin.
Yeah.
I know it was in the 30s.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go look it up, you know. But anyway, all that being said, the Shrine of St. Cecilia was one of my favorites. And, you know, it's been recorded by a few groups after you recorded it. But I don't think anybody has done it the same justice. You really do feel like you're at the shrine when you listen to it, especially the opening harmony.
Oh, yeah.
And that's your arrangement as well.
Yeah, I wanted to sound like trumpets.
Wow.
Of shambles, all I treasured is gone. The town seemed deserted, every one so forlorn. A song came from up above, but somehow it missed the shrine of Saint Cecilia. The bell in the chapel doesn't ring anymore. The clock in the steeple don't tell time as before. But up on the hillside there's a place, the shrine of Saint Cecilia.
Unbelievable. And then, you know, as if all those other tunes aren't enough, the masquerade is over.
Your eyes don't shine like they used to shine, and the so is love, and so is love.
routine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. I guess I'll have to play Hayachi and dress up in a clown's disguise and learn to laugh like Hayachi with tears in my eyes. You look the same.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that.
The same time as the Shriners and the 30s, 40s.
Right. Well, you know, it's Harptones. I mean, the portfolio and the discography of the Harptones, when people think of the best of the Harptones, I mean, if you're going to do the best of the Harptones, you're going to have a a 2-CD or 3-CD collection with 30 or 40 tunes. Because the best of the Harptones kind of goes on and on. Gloria Hawkins.
That's the girl I sang with in a duet.
Right. Now, you were the Roy and Gloria?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right. And whatever happened to that tune? I guess it got some airplay.
Was it so fine? No, the Hawkins recorded that also at the same time, so it got a lot of records.
Oh, very, very, very cool. In 1961 now, because we're moving on, it's not 1954 anymore. Loving a Girl Like You and High Flying Baby. Now, those were the guys from Hackensack, Wayne and Don Filetti. They used to have Relic Records. Do you remember those guys? Because we did some recordings for them on Relic Records, too. That was Loving a Girl Like You.
We didn't do recordings for them. They just took our recordings and put them out.
Now I get it.
They just put out old stuff and put it on.
So they took, I see. So they took them and they re-released some of the stuff.
Yes.
You know. And then I can't tell you how many bootlegged recordings of the Hoptones there were.
Companies I never heard of.
Everywhere. And from Japan, too. I saw Hoptones on a Japanese label a couple of years ago, too.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, and we're not going to mention any of the names of the guys that do the bootlegging, but we all know who they are.
At risk.
Now, you left the group for a while, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's when I was singing with Gloria.
Ah, I see. But, of course, you know, I guess, you know, the Hoptones were probably like home, and then you came back. Well, one thing about Raul Cita is that you were with the group at the conception, and you're still there, and you were always there. You were always there. And most of those little piano lead-ins, that was all you, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You know, which is very interesting because
everything has to have a good introduction.
Yeah, well, that reminds me somewhat of like what Terry Johnson did on some of the Flamingos tunes, where he always had that little guitar thing going at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you friendly with Terry?
I know him to speak to and everything. Like we're on the same show.
Yeah, we're going out to dinner with them on Friday. Me and my wife are friendly with Terry and his wife Teresa. So, you know, we do when we go out to eat is talk about music at our favorite groups and everything else. It's just amazing. You know, to me, you know, because I've only done it a little. My Harmony Street group did, we were the entertainment for Bill and Hillary at the White House in 98, at the 98 Christmas party. So that was, you know, we actually were the first ones to bring doo-wop to the White House, believe it or not. You know, but it's like I said, I still get chills when I stand on stage with or talk to or brush up against people like you who really made it possible for all of the other groups to have a career, because you guys were the forerunners of this whole thing. I just wish that the younger groups would realize where it all came from.
I think most of them do.
You know, I mean, I watch American Idol because I think it's cute and whatever, but I really say to myself, they should do a 50s night or a doo-wop night or a, you know, because they don't look back that far, and they really should. Is there anything that Raul Cita would like to say to Hoptones fans that are listening to our talk?
Well, I'd like to thank them all for supporting us all this time.
Well
appreciated.
I know that they appreciate everything that the group has done, and I know that they appreciate the fact that the group has hung in and try to give them the best of the best all those years. I don't know if you remember, but we actually worked with you at the Broward Center a couple of years ago when I was singing with one of the Mystics groups.
What center was that?
The Broward Center in Southern Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. And, you know, I remember that night. And then, of course, about 2 years ago, the Hoptones were at FAU in Boca. And I for some reason, I think Willie wasn't there that night.
Yeah, we went to Florida a couple of times, and Willie couldn't make it. Had to be his wife.
Yes, I know. I do remember. Because I was at that show. And hey, you know, the group, everybody gave you a standing ovation anyway that night, you know, whether Willie was there or not, because, you know, it's the Hoptones. People love the group. I don't know if you're aware of how much the Hoptones are loved by the aficionados of this music and how much they appreciate what the group has given.
Said, when we go places, we get standing ovations, then.
No, I understand that. You know, pretty much, I would think that you get a standing ovation as you come out to sing your first song. Now, what is the lineup now for the Harp Tones? Who's in the Harp Tones right now?
Billy Winfield.
Right.
Original. Mm-hmm. Self. Then we have the lead voice of the Joy Tones.
Right.
Bridges. Then we have Don Cruz, who also sings with the Solitaires.
Right. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you would like to talk about?
So I'm still making soundtracks.
Right.
But I do mostly outside of the house.
You know, I can't enjoy life unless I'm creative. So,
yeah, I know what you mean.
And I know you understand that as well. Are the Harp Tones going to go in and do a little more recording in the future?
Got it. Yeah.
Well, I said to Lenny Welch one time, I said, you know, Lenny, why don't you go in and record some more? He said, why? He says, I just have a lot of fun going out and singing my stuff, and that's it. He said, I wouldn't know what to do with a record now. He says, you know, it's like, what am I going to do? Go sell it on iTunes for 99 cents?
Yes, exactly.
He says, everything has changed, man.
It paid a lot of times for the things we did before. Why should we go through that again?
No, I know. I know. I know how it is. Raul, it's been my pleasure to speak to you. You're one of my heroes in this business. I get chills when I think about all the wonderful tunes that the Harp Tones have given us. And I thank you very, very, very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Thanks, man. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Okay, man. Bye-bye. Hey, this is Mike Miller, and tonight we're all about Raul Seda, Willie Winfield, and the Harp Tones. Let's just sit back and listen to the immortal Harp Tones.
Until the ring ring comes along, until the real thing comes along, I'd work for you, slave for you, I'd be a beggar or a knave for you.
I went to school
duty to love you, my dear. But I was not told now. Loving a boy like you.
Loving a boy like you.
Forgive me, my darling, forever doubting you.
Foolish me.
They said you found somebody new.
Found somebody new.
Foolish me, foolish me. To think that you could be untrue. How could I doubt you?
Foolish, foolish me.
The other night I had to spy.
Why?
Just to see, just to see if you were with another guy. I should have known you wouldn't lie. I tried to call your name through the window, oh Alice, but silence took me by the head. Oh, 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 my darling, I'm so ashamed to think I didn't understand.
A love so true
cannot go wrong. From now on, oh, please forgive, oh, foolish me.
Foolish, foolish me. Forgive me, my darling, forever doubting you.
Foolish me.
Forgive me.
I'll be a good boy from now on.
Hi, this is Raul Cedar of the Harp Tone, and you're listening to my good friend Mike Miller on the Harmony Street Show.
Wow. Could be broken like mine. Now you know how I feel, how I long for a love that is real. Now you return in time to find that your heart could be broken like mine. Now you ask me to forgive you, and you say you made a mistake. I'd like to, but I know you, and one broken heart is all I can take. You say you no longer care. I
to you. Will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly? My heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? Be sure.
Make it over and be sure.
Please don't answer till you do.
Please don't answer till you do.
For when you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Three. time to make a man. You've been a bad little girl, now it's time to make a man. You've got to be mine, all mine, if you want to be my man. Oh, don't stand for cheating and living out of my love. No, don't stand for cheating and staying out of my love. Faith enough, little girl, don't know you're doing me wrong. Yeah, you know you're doing me wrong. You know you're doing me wrong. You know, baby, you know you're doing me wrong. Faith enough, little girl, don't know you're doing me wrong. Yeah, you work around, you simply made me. Catch you one time and I'll cut right on your feet. Yes, you know, baby, you know, baby, you know you're doing me wrong. You know you're doing me wrong.
This wonderful night.
the moon knows it's true. I'm so in love with you. As the stars shine their light and the sky looks so blue, they've shown me is true. I'm so in love with you.
Oh,
loving a girl like you.
Loving a girl like you.
So oobity oobity you, I'll never let you go. That's how much I love you, can't you see? When you're out with me, baby, you make me feel so proud. When you're holding me, baby,
I'm up in a cloud.
Oobity oobity you, your kiss is such a treat. Oobity oobity you. Such a treat. Oobity oobity oo. You make my life complete. Now I know that you're the one for me.
Oobity 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 doo wah. You're the one for me.
If I can. If I can. If I can.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? Be sure. Please don't answer till you do.
Please don't answer till you do.
for when you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
Hey, this is Mike Miller. Good night from the Harmony Street Show. You can reach me at harmonystreet@yahoo.com or check me out on my website, which is a pretty big website, www.harmonystreet.biz. B as in boy, I, Z as in zebra. One word, Harmony Street, harmonystreet.biz. Be safe and be well. Bye now.
Recall how it used to be. Remember all the love we found.
Ooh. On Harmony Street, ooh, there was a place
we
that we used to go, when we were feeling down
and
we were low.
Each other's eyes
and found the road. Albany Street. We couldn't believe our eyes when we were there. Wasn't it a big surprise to find we really cared? We looked into each other's hearts. Yes, there were times when we had it all figured out. Then there were times when we both had our doubts. But through it all, you know, our love was complete. We spent all our time on Harmony Street. Open up your heart, recall how it used to be. Remember all the love we found on Harmony Street. Open up your heart.